The time is 6 o'clock. I'd like to call the Thomas Scribble Board meeting to order with the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Zach, would you do the secret motion, please?
I move that all actions taken tonight are excluded exempt or type actions for the purpose of the state environmental quality review law unless otherwise stated.
One second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
Okay, I'm going to do the budget modification. I made a copy for everyone. Okay, we have a budget modification tonight, and it's account to credit 030101.01.001.00. It's police and constables, PS Park, amount to credit $1,386. Account to debit is 019904.01.004. .00 contingency of $1,386. And the reason is Art in the Park was scheduled for 23 dates, one officer, 3 hours, or 69 hours. 6 hours have been used, so only 63 hours are being removed, which 63 times 22 is $1,386.
Go ahead, Ray.
Does the Thomas Scribble have a police force now?
No.
No.
No, we don't.
No.
Why are you moving the money?
Huh?
Why is the money being moved? What is the necessity to move this money? Legitimate reason.
We are taking into account all finances.
Why?
And when
I don't want a political statement. Why do you need to move the money?
That's my answer. You might not like my answer, but I'm still entitled to my answer.
You need to provide the residents why you need to move the money.
Now,
not at the budget when you're in January. Why do you need to move it now?
This came to our attention.
Of
we
what?
Expressed over through email that we didn't find this to be a necessity. We've expressed in board meetings, all board members expressed their opinions.
But you found a necessity to pay someone $12,000 to promote them while we barely have a code officer or two to address the issues that haven't been addressed in the past 6 months to a year? Because I know I haven't got a response. So why do you need to move $1,300 at this date?
Again, I just...
and I provided the board with letters of support that the constables are needed.
Yes.
Up there.
We've taken in account, and we are in the works. We're not just cutting... We're looking, like I said, at all revenue streams to see what is beneficial for the town. We're in talks with the village about potentially doing an intermunicipal agreement where the village controls. Yes, I am. And
so
I talked to the
mayor. You are?
Yes.
Has it been disclosed to everybody
on
the board?
Yes, it has.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it has.
Okay.
So, and that would end up, if we did do that agreement and say we did go with that, or even
so
other,
I was told last night that the village police officers want $55 an hour.
If I could just, please. So we are just exploring other options and avenues that
can
will,
you see me on that
will
email
one,
found
keep, our, that will keep our residents so safe,
aware of
and
what's
two,
going on.
Could you let him talk, please?
That will
actually,
keep,
I know more about this. Right.
But they don't know.
Yeah, okay.
So allow him an opportunity to
so
speak.
So again, we are just taking into account all aspects and looking at financially what would be best. And if we can go other avenues, because we've expressed our opinions and we've looked at the reports and the logs, and in our opinions, spending around $20,000 because we removed the closing of the park and opening during weekdays already. That was like $8,000. We are becoming aware of situations, and we are addressing those situations.
What are the situations?
Can I ask why this was approved in September and October and then confirmed and finalized in November?
I stated my opinion back then. It hasn't changed.
That was for the opening and closing, but not for community services.
And again, that came up with the opening and the closing of the park. We were in the budget meeting when we were made aware of that. And what happened? We discussed it as a board, all gave our opinions, and then we ended up making a decision. That is exactly what is happening here. Something has been made aware of us, and we've expressed this through email. This is not some night, dark shadow thing we're trying to do. We've expressed this through email. This has been talked about for months. This is not something that's hidden. And again, we're exploring all avenues.
For the money? What do you need to put it to, apply it to?
That doesn't matter.
I don't understand, because if I have to do a budget, I'm either going to set that.
It's going to a contingency.
On what? What's your contingency for?
It's going to a contingency fund, which we use for many different things.
Okay.
One of which we wrote grants, which we just got a grant from one of the people that you said we just gave $12,000 to. He helped us get that grant.
The company he works for.
So he did. There's a lot of things you don't know.
There were two submittals for those grants. One was in the amount of $6,000+, and CNS submitted the opportunity to apply for two grants for that amount of money. So it makes logical sense that the town board would go with a company that is able to provide us with two grants versus one grant. So this has nothing to do. I'm not done.
It doesn't matter to the residents what the money is used for. Thank you.
Can
we get this meeting back to order?
Can I have a copy? Can I have the reports from the constables?
They're right here.
Can I have them, please?
You can have them, but they're going to come back to me.
They won't go to the town clerk where they belong.
These are actually Mike Woods, and
I will give them back to Mike Woods. Fine, whatever, Carrie.
So what we have in front of us is a budget modification.
Exactly.
The only control that the town board has is to vote with the majority moving funds if it passes. That's it. There doesn't need to be any reason to do anything with the money that we're removing. We've already decided that through email, through town board meetings, and any other discussions up to this point. This isn't a surprise.
No, it's a 4-1 vote. I already know. Thank you.
Can I read some of the examples of the reports from the constables?
You can say whatever you want.
I believe me, based on your guys' emails, I probably will start saying stuff.
Please do.
Please read all of them.
Oh, please do.
That's great.
Collected keys and entered patrolled property, locked buildings, turned off something, locked gate. Closed the park. He was here at 1900 hours, stayed until 1936, but got paid for 2 hours. Opened the park, opened the gate, checked and opened the bathrooms. No one in the park.
This is our meeting, okay? You've had your turn. If you wanted a privilege of the floor, then you should have requested it and we would have let you speak. I think we've been pretty fair, let you berate us, let you have your say, but if we can conduct our meeting, that would be awesome.
Open gate, open restrooms, no one in the park, no issues. Closed the park, was here for 13 minutes, got paid 2 hours. Cleared bathrooms and secured, no one in the park, no issues. Secured the gate.
Those are opening and closings, though.
So where are the ones then from the Arts in the Park?
Well, there's some in here, and then there's Rogers is in here. That was typed up in the ones that I gave you, where he stated
all right,
to whom it may concern.
incident report on file for damage to the town fence. So we have our constables addressed issues to our town fence.
If
women's toilet is running, could not get it to stop, turned off the water. Okay. A book was left out in the library. Like, there is not criminal activity in our park. Our
That's
park is safe.
Not true. But
okay, you're right. In 2020, there was an overdose in the park at like 6 o'clock in the morning when there were no constables here.
There's also indicated in here about the vehicle that drove down the walkway last year during
Pop
Warner football.
And the police should have been called. That is why we have 911.
There is also regarding a break.
And I'm only aware of one other incident where
there last year, Helen and myself, the constable was on vacation for Arts in the Park. We responded up there to an overdose.
That was not an overdose.
He actually, his friend actually took off with him before medical attention could get here. Okay. But we did call 911.
So, to just, I guess, wrap this whole up, the town board, again, it's come to our attention. We looked into things. We looked into the laws. We looked into things. And ultimately, you know, paying somebody $44 every day for 15 minutes, and you just read and heard, coming in to basically turn off running water or to see that there was an unattended vehicle. I mean, like I said, again, we are weighing both the safety and the financial, you know, burden on our residents of paying, like you said, we can't, you know, we're not paying code officers all this. We're spending almost $20,000 on constables. That's a lot of money. That could help, like you said, maybe with, there's tons of things we could use. And that's what this town board is doing. We already did a budget modification because we learned about almost $9,000. I think it was $8,800 because we were paying the constables. That's been how many months? It's been 6-7 months. Nothing's happened. That was almost $9,000.
And in the event that something would have happened, people can call 911.
Can I ask another question?
Go ahead, Ray.
I work for North Syracuse Schools. They had the town constables, whatever, around. They had all kinds of police force and stuff around. What if you have a constable here, 724, is that what you're looking to do?
No.
I don't think we are. But how is that going to stop somebody from stopping up there in the park and ODing? You ain't. That isn't going to stop it. How is that going to help a problem?
Exactly. Another
actually, our previous insurance company is actually the one, because we had so many vandalism reports filed with our insurance company.
And
they're
the
ones that are.
Yeah, it's.
Or they're the ones that said we need to.
You could have a camera on every pole up there.
And those are brand new, actually.
And that's what we're getting to, right? If you look at the village of Phoenix has police force almost 24/7. They don't have 24/7 patrol. They have their nights aren't patrolled. Mm-hmm. They still had the bathrooms vandalized right by their police station. With the police department, look at just last year, the year before, they had a drunk person break into the police station.
I guess my point being.
I just had a question.
Yeah.
Can you transfer the funds back if you
absolutely
find out?
Absolutely. And that's why it's going to contingency.
So the town board is the governing board. We decided by the majority through written email. We've spoke at board meetings. The consensus is we wanted to do away with constables, especially in the mornings at the park, from 8:30 or 9:30 to 12 every day. And it's continued to happen without our knowledge. We find out after the fact that we still schedule constables in the park through community services during those times. So the only move that the town board has here is to remove the funds. That's the only move we have. We've already spoken. It's still taking place.
Exactly.
So
that's what our job is as a majority. Hasn't even been to vote yet to do this.
So I know in Fulton, where the splash pad is in Fulton, they've closed those restrooms because people have been living in there.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that if you had constables at night rather than the first thing in the morning, you would prevent that more than. Have you thought about transferring the money to allow patrols at?
We're thinking about it all. We just know that from 9:30 to 12.
You don't have to.
We don't really need it, and so right. That's what we're saying. Same thing with.
That makes sense.
The
well, our morning constable has cleaned up.
So,
syringes has cleaned up, alcohol cans has cleaned up things.
That's not his job as a constable. That's our building.
And he has, you know, the syringes in the playground, so the kids, you know.
He's a sweet guy. Yeah.
So,
but
yeah, right. And he
job to clean up.
And he, I mean, and he has,
exactly.
And he has controlled, you know, with up there with Arts in the Park.
So,
there are, you know, issues with custodial issues with parents because the children do need to come accompanied with a parent if they're under the age of 11. And he has had to diffuse situations along those lines because we have children or teenagers or, you know, freshmen that are seniors that are going into freshman years of college, AmeriCorps. Kids who are running that program up there, and they don't always, they do not feel comfortable stepping in and, you know,
well,
picking in.
Right now there's an older lady who's
she's not there.
She's
nope.
Not there?
No. No. Well, Helen, our service, our community services coordinator, she will go up occasionally and check on them, but the woman that was there a couple weeks ago, Diane,
yeah.
She only lasted a few days, and then she called in like immediately, and we had to let her go. So she didn't work out, unfortunately.
I do think there needs to be an adult there with the teenage kids because
anybody
like Mark,
anybody under the age of 11, their parents have to stay at Arts in the Park.
I know, but
yes.
You have teenage kids that are doing the arts, and I think they are a target for some.
And that's what we're looking into all this. I mean, we talked to the village about potentially moving Arts in the Park by Bridge House Brats to try and incorporate maybe more kids.
I don't think that's a wise idea.
We're
and
we're
we also
tons of different.
Mayor Borchick's already declined that.
Well, that was right. Just a discussion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the point I think that I want to make is that this is a discussion, and it requires communication between all board members and the community service department. There has been suggestions to move it down to Henley Park, to move it to the library, to move it closer to the building, to move it in the building. So we have options. Or maybe some of this money could be used to maybe create a different program that is available to the children in our community. But we are not afforded an opportunity to have those conversations. We make decisions, people go against our decisions, and then we end up in situations like this. Where
the
some of us would like to create programs, more programs, for the community, for the children in our community. That's what some of us are looking to do. And it's been expressed in numerous emails.
So with that,
speaking of from a grandma's point of view, it's great having the playground there when the kids are doing crafts, because a lot of kids have it. Attention spans of about 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's good to have a place for them to run while all the other kids are doing something.
Certainly.
Exactly. We're again, something came to our attention. We've discussed it. We've basically been given the bird. This is the only, you know, what we have is the power of the purse, you know, and we have to move the funds into contingency. So, with that, I will make a motion to approve the budget modification, moving the park constable hours of the Art in the Park hours of 63 hours times $22, a total of $1,386 to be moved to contingency.
I'll second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Abstain.
And then can you just, Carrie, make sure you email Brenda and let her know that we did that so she knows to modify?
And the budget modification is down by Louis. If you guys sign it and send it on down, please.
All right. Privilege for the floor. Linda Tomlinson.
I just had a question about the pesticide or herbicide that was used on the bridge over on Bancroft Road over the highway.
Okay. Yeah. I know what bridge you're talking about.
Right. So some kind of herbicide was used there. We're all on wells there. We've got kids in the area.
Was it on the bridge that they did it?
Yeah.
Then that would be the state.
No, it's a town.
Well, it's on the access road to the bridge also.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't know if it was our highway department or if it was... but it's the first time I've ever seen it.
Do you know when it was done?
40 years. I'd say it was maybe a week or two ago. 2 weeks ago, maybe.
I live next to it. I was going to bring it up tonight.
Weaver.
I was going to bring it up. I live at 267, which is also
right
over the bridge.
Was it us, Luke? Because we've been on shutdown and
We can ask the highway department if they are spraying over there.
I just want to make sure they're not using Roundup or some crap
right
like that on the bridge.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we have. People starting to dump things on Bancroft Road. They dumped a, I don't know if it's a rolled up mattress or mattress pad or something. And it's, if you're going up Route 57 before you get to the tracks, it's about probably, I'd say 50 to 100 yards before you get to the tracks, it'll be on the right hand side.
Past recycling?
Huh?
Past recycling place?
And it's past the recycling place before you get to the older couple's house there.
There's been dumping all over. There was a washer and dryer just thrown in the Peter Scott Swamp about 2 weeks ago as well.
Yeah, the washers and dryers, I think the guy recycles, but this is just like fabric.
Yeah, these were thrown in the swamp though, right on the side of the road.
Okay, this was, I think it was dumped on Sunday night.
Cliffy will get them. He'll pick them up.
Yeah. Thank you.
I wrote it all down already, she told me, this morning, so I got the note ready to go on his desk.
Okay. All right. But he stops in every day, but yeah. It's hit or miss when we see him.
Right.
Okay. Okay, the next up I have is the estimate for the tennis courts, for the cleaning of the tennis court, and also if we can put it in there, possibly for the basketball court as well. As you know, it is part of the Richard Scheinman Foundation grant that Community Services received. I did check the balance today with Brenda as to what is available in the account. There is still $20,000 available in the account. Helen did reach out prior to her leaving to obtain additional estimates for, well, actually, let me back up a bit. We did reach out to John Jeffries because they do have, obviously, tennis courts and basketball courts there. And we asked who do they recommend or who do they use for cleaning up their courts. To use a professional service to clean the courts is extremely expensive. So he recommended that we go with somebody to do who uses power washing. So we reached out to numerous power washing companies, and first choice power washing is who got back to us. Unfortunately, others have not. So to do the tennis courts for both tennis courts at $1,800 apiece. The total would be $3,600. And they would, if you read it, they would apply the chemical, they would remove any of the remove any organic matter, we'll brush it, agitate it, get everything cleaned off. Helen has watched videos of this, and it is a time, they would have it done in about 2 to 3 days, but it is a process, and the outcome is, she said, is beautiful and fabulous and 100% worth it. In addition, she would like to go over and do the basketball court as well, if it's possible, and try to get that done as well. And it would be the same process. We would supply the water for this from our highway department. That's how we were able to keep the estimate also so low as well.
How long does it last? You just want to clean them? Is that what you're after?
Well, per the grant, we have to keep up because it has a special line.
We got to have a maintenance. I'm just saying.
Right. And I was looking right here, and it says, right here. She's got $20,000 for. I don't, but I can.
Is there a protectant sealant
on it now, but this will not harm the protectant sealant. No, it won't.
Does this put on additional?
No, that's what this is. So it will stay on there. Oh. This will not remove the protectant sealant at all. I can find out to see how long it will last, like how long the cleanliness lasts.
I guess it probably depends on our
winters and fall and mud and you know our and so we're good. All right, I'd like to make is in the basketball court where is everyone in?
Is the cleaning just persistent? Spraying the thing?
No, there's chemicals and it takes about like 3 days for them to come in. And
no scrubbing or anything?
No, there is. It says, I can read it to you. The prices for two tennis courts only, we will apply a chemical solution to the courts to remove any organic matter. Then it will be brushed to agitate the grime and rinsed off with water supply by the park. It is highly recommended to not use high pressure on these courts due to surface being painted. And then for the basketball, we apply chemical solutions. Let me see if it says brush, agitate, rinse, and same thing. But they literally go down and they are on their hands and knees and they scrub it themselves to get everything.
There's a different surface in the tennis court, right?
Yes.
And then they reseal it?
Redhead.
They won't reseal the tennis court. The tennis court already has a special seal on it, so this will not ruin the seal. Okay. The basketball court, it has cracks in it. It has a different type of a seal she did to it just to try to protect it from further cracking. We didn't receive a grant for that when she originally reached out for it. So we kind of, at the time, it was a couple of years ago, she did the bare minimal for it, and she's working on trying to do something more for it. So this will just make it, we'll beautify it a little bit and make it look nicer and stuff. So,
and
but
it won't damage the seal.
You got the money. So.
No.
So you're waiting on another quote?
We haven't received any additional quotes other than this. We've put it out, so. We do the procurement policy, you know, since we put it out there. This is all we received in the last 2.5 weeks. So,
You say you put it out there. It was put out.
We've called other pressure washing companies. So I would like to make a motion to do all three courts. In the amount of $5,200 for the First Choice Power Washing Company.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye. Right here to show.
Has somebody overseen this process?
Helen and Chip Buildings and Grounds, because he also knows that it needs to
be done.
Be done. So.
When are they going to come in? Do you have any idea?
They'll be here very, very soon. Actually, our tennis program is vetted to start, so I will have to check to see now when, because the tennis coordinator just picked up everything. So, but that's not very long.
It's only 3 days, so
we can. August 14th.
Yeah, they'll honor it, I believe, till after. So, there's the other one. So, I will check. I will make a note to check when our tennis program actually starts. And maybe we could, since we're in what days that is, and then we can work around that and see how long it has to be. Nobody can, has to be on it and cure and all that.
Probably a week to be safe. Like
well, if we can go like the Friday, maybe over the weekend, just maybe close the courts down for a weekend, that might not be too bad, you know. Okay, Joanne? Oh, wait, did I give you? I still have this. I thought I handed you this.
We have the Huntley Road County Road 57 Water District coming up to vote on August 3rd, 2023. There is two election inspectors that have agreed to do this, Betty Corey and Darlene Schneider. They will be doing it on August 3rd from 11 in the morning until 8:30 at night at a rate of $14.40 per hour. Does anybody have any questions on that?
What district is that again?
That is the Huntley Road County Route 57.
So what does that cover?
So it would be
this side.
Yep.
Yes.
So the new water district.
Okay. Down on the corner.
Oh, this is the second one that was postponed due to the miswriting in the newspaper.
Yep.
Got it.
Okay. Camps on the right, Hall Road on the left. What was the date and time again?
It was August 3rd.
It's August 3rd from noon to 8.
Do you want a cough drop or something?
No. Make a motion, someone.
So I make a motion for Betty Corey and Darlene Schneider to be election inspectors for the Huntley Road County Route 57 Water District vote on August 3rd, 2023 from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. at 4:40 an hour.
Did you say 11 p.m.?
11, he wants some 11 a.m.
Oh, 11 a.m. I'll second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
What did I say?
You said 11 p.m.
It's 4:40. Yeah, you said 4:40. I'm like, whoa,
that's pretty
cheap.
I'm like,
back to like 1991.
What are the times again?
From 11.
14:40. From 11
to 8.
A.m.
Okay.
Until 8:30.
Yeah, till 8:30. Because it's from noon to 8, and the attorney wants them here at an hour
before. Did we do roll call? Are we all set?
Yeah, we need roll call.
Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say, I don't know.
Next are constables. We'd like to appoint Roger Phillips and Mitchell Eastman as constables for the town of Scruple.
I don't have the other one.
Did you get her to sit down on it?
Oh.
Classes.
Yes. I think he's got right
there.
And Roger has his classes, right? And Mitchell?
Yes, everybody, yeah, they were all appointed at the January 24th.
I know they're appointed.
And so the reason why they were appointed at the January 24th meeting was because DCJS. They didn't have their credentials this year until later than normal. As opposed to last year, we could certify all of our constables earlier in the year at our organizational meeting. So that's why some were certified during the organizational meeting and then some were certified at the end of the month in January. So New York State didn't have all the certifications until the end of January, or for our January 24th. So yes, they are all, everybody is up to date on their certifications.
Except for they didn't sign the oath book.
Correct. Yes.
So I'll make a motion to appoint Roger Phillips, Mitchell Eastman, other constables, and just make sure they come and sign their oath book.
I'll second.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
Is there a reason Don Clark's not on here?
I believe that we are still waiting for the state to determine if Don Clark's position is competitive or not competitive to determine whether he needs to take the civil service exam. Until that happens, I spoke with Graham today and he said we're putting the cart before the horse. We have to wait for the state to determine. I did send an email yesterday requesting the information. I don't know if you know, I was told by Brenda that if anything was sent to the town, it would have been sent to the town supervisor.
When I spoke with Jessica, this is what I have right here from Jessica, is that we just need we need a resolution from her, or we need the resolution, and then after the resolution, then he can be appointed, and then he can sign the book. And that was what is for Graham, or for Don.
So what's the purpose, and I'm just asking because I'm just trying to wonder, what is the purpose of the resolution?
So that she can send everything into New York State.
So does the resolution describe his position?
Yep, so this is what she, and this email never came to me, and then she had to resend it to me. So according to Jessica, she needed, which we did provide her earlier, and then she asked again, she needed the pay rate organizational chart, if we have one, which, you know, the budget and the resolution and or board action, which I sent her all of the attachments, the creating the position in your town, which we did, and we sent her that already. And then she just said, give me a call if we had any other questions. So that full attachment, we had already provided her with the exception of the minutes.
So are we all set or no?
We need the resolution. And that's
so
what she said. She said
the resolution.
So then she said, and then on June 22nd, she said that we still need the resolution for appointing Mr. Clark to the position as well. And then I said,
so
okay.
So the resolution, the purpose of it is the language should be to appoint him to this position.
Yep, and then she can send everything into the state, and then we should be good to go.
So we can just make a motion right now to appoint him Director of Community Development. Mm-hmm.
Contingent on the resolution.
We can do it contingent on the resolution. But her concern, though, is the appointment is for February. The original appointment is for February, dating back to January as the start date. The book's not signed for either of them, and we have to try to come up with our resolution or remedy for that as well.
So this wasn't ordered on June 22nd. Why are we 2 weeks later talking about getting a resolution? So.
Well, I sent Will.
Have you talked to Graham and told him to write up a resolution?
I sent the email to Graham.
Okay. When was that?
It
was the other day after I spoke with her.
So it says, and the resolution or other board action. And then we just make a motion.
That's when I sent everything to her with all of our minutes, all everything to her. And that's when she still came back in June, on June 22nd, and said, we still need the resolution appointing Mr. Clark. And then I had the physical phone call with her discussing it, and I said, okay.
So we can make that tonight.
Just contingent on the resolution.
And we can provide the resolution, correct?
Yep. That's what I'm gathering.
Yes.
And is this a state test that they have to take a test again?
Yeah, he'll have to take a, if the state bases it competitive, then he'll have to take a civil service.
So anybody can take the test for a position?
Mm-hmm.
So it actually will be posted?
Yep.
Okay.
Anybody can take it. The town board's still...
And actually, I sent her everything on June 22nd.
I don't want it.
Just let me know.
That's fine. I'll find someone else.
But she said that she needs it. I sent it, and then she said I...
The town board will still have to...
That's when I said, okay.
She has it.
So for the purpose of the oath card...
You want to go to that, we'll go.
Convoluted mess.
Carrie, do you mind just emailing Graham though and maybe explaining that? Because when I talked to him on the phone today, it wasn't clear about the resolution and why it was needed.
Yes.
So...
Yeah, I'll call him, yes. Yes.
He did ask about the status of the state, so...
Well, I have more status of the state. I just read the resolution. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
So...
All right, so Don, so for...
I make the motion. Don Clark.
Nick.
Again, for the Director of Community Development, for the purpose of signing the oath card.
And what is the position actually?
Hang on, we're in the middle of roll call, hang on. Thank you.
Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
So Carrie, is there actually a job description that he has to be held to for the $12,000 that he's getting paid?
Yes, there is, and she could easily forward you the entire application with complete description.
I heard you read it. A deputy supervisor should be up to date on all this.
So
we did this in January.
I've asked for the updates, and when Carrie wasn't here, I asked for updates, and I was told, why do you need to know anything? It's all in email. So, thanks.
Gelling.
Thank you.
How is this position different than head of the zoning board?
He's the chairman of the planning board.
So how is it different?
Amy, I could actually email you an entire copy of the job description that was sent to Oswego County that outlines the role of this position. And if you go out and you look at the city of Oswego, the city of Fulton, the town of Hastings, and other communities, they are also now creating these positions of community development. In general, the purpose of this is someone that will go out, for example, in the plaza and contact companies like VIP Structures to see if they are interested in coming in and maybe investing in our community. Someone in Don's position, who has been an engineer for over 20 years, has a lot of connections and could be very, very beneficial to this community. So
this is a job that Dan's doing now?
Yes.
Don, yep.
Okay.
Don's been here.
Well, Don's been the board, Don's zoning board.
Chair, no, it's chair. Planning board chair.
Planning,
Yeah, but he voted in, I think, March to make him like a...
Like February.
Coordinator, town coordinator?
Yep, develop.
Is that what this is?
Yes.
So the title is Director of Community Development.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's what we've been working back and forth with the county. Make everything official.
Okay. I'm sorry.
For the job description, whether it's competitive or not.
And we're not even sure about a civil service thing. We have not.
Right.
We've just been mentioned, hey, he might have to take. We're not even sure if it's going to go.
Because it's we're developing this,
right.
After reviewing what's going on in the city of Oswego, the town of Hastings, trying to develop this in coordination with all of that so that we can bring development into our community.
That's exactly what the state, all of them are figuring out.
Like our Vicky had to take a civil service exam. So it's just what the state decides.
You can almost make up a title and it won't be covered.
Well, they tried to place it within an existing position. So, we're learning as we go on how to create this so that it benefits our community.
Yes, Don's done an amazing job. I think I can speak for everybody on the board just about that. He's done phenomenal. He answers calls. He's coordinating between the zoning board, the planning board, codes, whenever there's an issue, like Joanne said, he's meeting with people to over at the Three Rivers Plaza saying, hey, how can we make this better for our community and get investment? He's writing and helping, putting us in connections with grant writers and stuff, which we've actually received grant, you know? So he's definitely getting and putting, you know, his money's worth.
She did last email we got
from. Yeah. All right. So one of the last things I had on here was, yeah, and I thought I forwarded it to the rest of the board. I didn't. Darlene printed it for everyone, though. And basically, we've been in talks about it. Town policy to help. There's a lot of, basically, miscommunication, misinformation that's been going around with departments, department heads, resulting in delays of, you know, purchasing equipment or getting decisions back to those people, or again, misinformation, so those people think one thing, find out another thing. So we kind of sat down, I did, bounced off some people, got feedback, and so basically it would be a town policy, so all departments, department heads, employees, or elected officials will submit any and all requests or issues to the Scruple Town Board in writing via email. The Scruple Town Board will review the request or issue and, if necessary, vote at a scheduled board meeting. The Scruple Town Board will notify the department, department head, employee, or elected official of the Scruple Town Board's decision in writing via email with all the town board members copied on the email. Only written direction received via email with the full Scruple Town Board copy are to be followed. And with that policy, we'll basically mitigate things like this, with just randomly putting constables in the park without any, you know, after the board has already made certain things. There was equipment that was supposed to be purchased. It got delayed months because, you know, a department head heard one thing from somebody, heard another thing. This will help mitigate, help, you know, hopefully for any, you know, potential, like, any issues. I just think that anything should be in writing. You know, if somebody's got an issue, somebody wants something, should be in writing, should be sent to the town board. That way we all can, you know, bounce it back to each other. And if we have to, you know, make a decision at the town board. And that way also all the board members, you know, can't say, hey, I wasn't copied. All the board members will be able to say, hey, I was aware of this issue, I was copied on it, and not, oh, I thought, you know, so-and-so was going to tell you or something like that.
So this is for intra-departmental stuff?
Yes, yes.
Not for, like, highway department would be, like, hamstrung or something like that, I would think.
What about the highway department?
I mean, they do a lot of actual work.
Oh, no, nothing like that. So we're basically, so give you an example.
Hands-on, she meant
hands-on.
So give you an example. Cliff wanted rental equipment for the industrial park. He right. sends it in an email, his secretary, we're all copied on it,
yeah,
we
yeah.
all know, we can okay. debate, we can go that way again. And anything, saying, oh, well, I thought so-and-so told you, and nobody did, yeah. And also it helps mitigate anybody saying on the board that they didn't or weren't aware of that yeah. information.
Just so it's like you're not like micromanaging
exactly.
the park. No, we have no desire to micromanage anyone.
It's kind of like the same thing of bringing an estimate in tonight to be voted on that we have to discuss right this second about resources and the times of basketball course. This is the first time I saw it walking into the meeting tonight. So it'd be nice to get these items ahead of the meeting so we can get our questions out of the way or any other options possibly.
And that way we're better informed for you guys that come here that have questions. We know how to give you, you know, can give you the right answers. Not just say we don't know. So if there is there any more questions or anything about
or anything that anybody wants to add?
Just the writing in that second to last.
Well, this is the first time I've seen this or
it's the first I've seen it.
Okay, that's all right. So,
was actually say that he thought he
and again, I thought I had forwarded to everyone this morning. I didn't.
If anybody wants anything print. Added, any
yeah,
feel free.
Well, we just need to switch where it says with the all to with all the
yeah, okay,
with all the.
And maybe the same font size.
Okay.
When you say requests of...
Like, for example, when Cliff requested the rental.
No, I mean, right, well, that's, well, that was over a procurement. I mean, that was I knew about that, yeah, but...
So a request for a laptop?
That's...
Or a workstation,
yes,
or whatever it was.
That's been ordered.
Is there anything money involved?
No, because there might be something, maybe they're requesting, for, I don't know.
Oh, day off.
I just, is there a different word that you think?
No, I'm just wondering, because requests is such a variable word. You can, use it for so many multiple things, so that's what I'm just wondering.
We need to add something to the end of the first sentence.
If someone wants a sticky pad, do they have to request it? Because it is very general.
No, that's
we also have a procurement policy at
we
the
have
town
a procurement
over $1,000, and that's, is term, under $1,000, the department head gets to make that decision. Over $1,000, it needs to come to the board.
How about a request that has to be voted on?
That could very well be.
We already know that. If it's over $1,000, it has to be...
Well, I think, it says or issues. I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to get in word semantics. The basic general idea of this is if there's a situation, that's why it says issues or requests. If there's a situation, it might not even require the town board to vote on it or anything with, but just to say, hey, here's an email, this is a situation, this happened today, so everybody in the whole board is aware of it. There's, like I said, there's many situations where, for instance, we don't care about something, like Carrie mentioned a last board meeting about dogs and stuff running in the park or whatever. That was the first time I had heard about having the
block. I just hit Darlene. Can you want me to email? I'm just kidding.
No, I know. The pressure walk. This is a good example. None of us on this board have seen this, but yet we come in tonight and we're expected to vote on it.
And, I just had an email to me.
That's money over a thousand. So like I said, it's voting.
Well, the department head is, in her defense, she is on vacation. It was emailed. It was sent over. And said, and we're in the season. Can you,
Vote it on the next
yes.
time.
So, that would be at the in two more weeks.
Continue to delay.
Right.
So, in order to just simply be prepared for our public meetings, it would be beneficial.
So, anything being discussed.
Yeah.
Right. And July's.
Does it sound like we just.
What are the ramifications if you don't make someone aware of the situation going on? How are you going to handle that?
Because you're able to check.
And actually, this is a revision of the original.
You're right, because you can't afford it.
So this isn't even the original. This is a old date on it because he revised it.
Is it a possibility that you're just looking for better communication?
Yes, right.
And that's what I'm trying to say. We're not trying to get into semantics of requests.
We're not trying to pinpoint anybody.
Like I said,
we're trying to create a better situation.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
But, you people up there, you're talking about emailing back and forth and doing this and that. The public doesn't get the gist of your emails and whatnot all the time.
You can foil them.
Sure.
Doesn't work. We foiled it.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
That's a whole different situation.
Not really. The precedent has been set that you don't have to respond to foils.
My point being is all the emails back and forth.
I'm sorry.
All the emails back and forth and the discussions that the people have outside of the board meeting. And then when you get there, everything is just rubber stamped because you've already discussed it. That's not really fair to the public.
Well, it's not fair for us to come in.
No decisions.
It's two different issues that I just talked about there.
Yeah.
My goal is to not come in here and delay anything.
Yeah. No
the court needs to be resurfaced. I don't want to cause a scene. So I just received this now. I'm not voting on it. That's not my goal.
Okay. Right.
I think we should be presenting.
I think Ray's point is that maybe we should describe a little bit more what happens.
It's two different issues. I'm just saying, all this stuff that goes on behind the scenes, the public, between your emails and any paperwork that you pass amongst yourselves back and forth, the public doesn't really see a lot of that stuff. And that's not good for you people in some ways, because people have questions. Well, how come they just come in and...
All decisions will get made right here every time.
Yeah.
Don't make
it. I'm just saying.
I think what Ray's saying is that maybe we could summarize a little bit better about what it is that goes on behind the scenes.
Just like you want better communication?
Absolutely.
I think the
people... I don't see a problem with that at all.
I think the public should be informed of what's going on.
Hey, Ray?
Yeah.
Check your email. Just present.
Huh?
Check your email.
You still don't have anything like that?
I'm just going to keep it that way. Okay.
So, like I said, ultimately, the goal of this is not for every little situation, every little, thing that might happen. But for instance, I was at a graduation party. There is a situation that's been going on with codes.
I know. She drew it all out.
That another board member has known about. I didn't. This person, resident, is worried that board member is going to retaliate.
Take them both.
Against them. I didn't even know about it. So I didn't even know. So that's I guess, the whole point of this. There's a lot of situations where one of us or many of us don't know what's being said or what's going on, and then all of a sudden we're told, oh, well, this person knows, or we told this person. So that's ultimately what we're trying to do with any situation that a department head or somebody feels like they have to reach out to someone in the town government, whether it be the supervisor or a board member, they should reach out to the whole board, not just one individual. So I guess that's the whole point.
So it's hard to reach out to the whole board.
Well, you just include them via email.
Right.
Yeah. Send an email to one board member. How hard is it to add three other people?
And
that's what all we're saying. We're not trying to sit there and say, oh, but there's, like you said, many situations where a department head or somebody feels that a situation or an issue should be, at least notified to a board member. And we're just saying, hey, just notify us all. That way we're all aware. So, I don't know if you guys want to do more tweaking to it, or if you just want to make a motion.
You guys
want
to address this the next meeting? That's fine, too. We can hash it out.
But like you said, ultimately, it's just a policy. We're a governing board. We're not the police. We're not nothing. So, if somebody doesn't comply... I don't know. If they're an elected official, they're elected.
If you want
there's
to
nothing
out.
But
so the wording is very vague, and if someone doesn't comply, there's no ramifications. And
there would be if somebody in the town sued the board.
And that's
then all the people who had the email would be on the hook. So when you send your email, you should have received requested. To protect your buzz.
And that's the thing. We've actually had lawsuits where we're not informed. We don't know what's going on, but someone else does.
By board members. What? So if one of you doesn't inform the other board members, and you then find out, and then you have the hundreds of emails going back and forth, what is the ramification for yourself for forgetting, I'm going to be nice about this, to notify each other about the situations? Because the swimming pool issue is one thing, but I'm also familiar with other situations so that I was never made aware of, and some other people weren't made aware of, that other people knew. So what are you guys going to do if you don't get notified?
Like I just said, we're not a police. We're not going to arrest somebody. We're going to do the same thing.
Oh, get arrested.
Just ask about it, like we've asked Carrie about the animal shelter.
I don't know, but that's what I'm saying. You're going to do the same thing. So you can put this policy into effect.
So do you think we should have no policies at all?
I didn't say that. I'm just saying you're going to put this policy into effect. It's very vague. It's from a legal standpoint, it could be argued for actually years because it's so vague.
So
So I'm just trying to understand, like, you could go out, have another communication with someone in the village, and then forget to tell them, and you just put this policy in effect. So what
but
is
that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about requests or issues. Any department heads or anything.
Things that need decisions made on.
So it doesn't actually, so this doesn't actually affect the board members. You guys don't actually have, this doesn't, you're just saying
this does.
So it affects everybody within the building.
Yes.
Yeah.
And anybody who also works outside the building, anybody employed by the town of Scruple.
I think that every board member up here wants to be communicated with. And we can sit here and point fingers all night about who's done what and over the past year. Hold on, please let me finish.
Because it's very, very
Let me finish, please. So it's in our best interest and our employees and our department heads to communicate effectively. I think that we can all agree on that, and that's what this does.
Okay.
So what do you suggest would be a ramification for somebody that doesn't comply? Do they get fired? Do they lose their job?
Because
we don't want any of that to happen. We simply, very, very simply, want to have, and it includes everybody up here, full communication. That's the goal. To me, that's a pretty good goal.
It's a great overall high-level goal. I get it. But I'm just asking, because I know things slip through the cracks,
yes,
and there's a lot of finger pointing, and that's why I'm asking you, what are you going to do if someone doesn't do it?
And we've just answered, we've all answered, there will be no ramifications.
Okay.
So let me ask you, though, what if you were sitting up here, though, and you were a town board member, can I ask you, what would you suggest? What would you suggest as a ramification?
We just agree that this isn't going to turn into something that we're going to, is going to be another thing that we fight about?
Yes. I think together we can work on it, and then we can just...
Carrie just made a good suggestion. She just suggested that we work on this
together
as a board, to come up with something that suits all of us and address it at the next meeting, something that, because, you know, unfortunately it didn't work out today that it got, and I'm happy to do that. I would like your input. It's an olive branch in front of the public to allow you to...
Like, right, and like we said, he just saw it for the first time. I just saw it for the first time.
Could you do it at a workshop?
But I don't want to
The end of the month meeting is
I'm gone.
Yeah, the end of the month meeting is canceled, so...
The following. Well, you're not going to be...
Can you not use in your personal email?
Right, so...
We don't use personal email.
So can you automatically have an email server copy everyone on the board?
No.
Emails went out in the last 2 days that I wasn't included on.
The goal is just to have better communication,
right.
But apparently, you know, we'll just go through it.
You can make any policy you want.
Yeah.
That's why I said we have many policies.
Yeah, no, it's your
people point. Might break them. It doesn't mean we, you know, have to try to fine them or fire them or something. I mean,
you don't really need them.
Exactly. That's all the point is just to say, listen, the governing board has decided on this. And this is what we want. That's all.
So the Freedom of Information Act already exists. What's the ramifications when you follow that process to get information and nothing comes up?
You can sue the party.
So that's where we're at.
Yeah.
That's our option. We've already done that. That's what we were told. We need to sue the town supervisor to get the information we want.
Right.
That was my argument.
Doesn't sound like a good practice.
No.
Or a wise way to spend tax dollars.
No, I'm not just saying that has a ramification.
And it does
continue.
All right.
Is everybody good?
Yes. So,
do we have the animal shelter info?
Yes. We will work together on this.
Carrie?
Yes. I was talking with Joanne.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So, yes, we will work on this.
Do we have the animal shelter grant info?
Yeah.
Said
yep. Do you have animal shelter grant info? Because I spoke with Anna Cohen as well, and she says that. So, would you like to compare notes?
We would like to discuss what we have.
Several months.
So, are you saying Anna gave it to Nick?
No, I'm just asking. No.
I don't have any notes. That's what we've been asking for.
So, besides your emails?
My emails go to New York State Ag and Markets. So we've gone over all that.
To Anna?
Is that what her name is? I don't know. Mm-hmm.
I can switch over to my pages here.
Darlene, have the have we signed and submitted what we needed to Tully Pascoe with potential energy?
Yeah.
The energy savings?
That went a long time ago.
Okay, I never saw that.
Yep. We sent copies. Didn't we send email copies?
As long as it's on, I don't need to.
Yeah, I don't know. You signed it and then I forwarded it to Tully here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I have been, during this whole duration, it's not like I have been ignoring it 100%. Yes, Lou, I did hear that. I do have really good hearing. I spoke with Anna for a recap of everything is today and yesterday, actually, because on our gateway for the town of Scruple, our vault is showing incomplete and empty. We have, between Anna and myself, we have been working with the gateway help desk, and they do not understand, don't know why our vault is showing empty and not there either. And I do have right here where I can, here is our gateway, grants gateway, and all of our stuff right here showing where it was formed and done. And here is the application for the grant.
Can we have copies of everything that was submitted?
That's the thing, is that with the vault, it's all downloaded into, that's what
can we
have
copies
of these things? Yes.
And can I have the login, and can we have the login and password for the gateway?
You should have received an email back on, because you're listed right here on March 9th, 2023. You should have received your own, I don't want to tell you what your user is. Out loud, but I can tell your user, and then you can create your password from there. But
you can tell me my user.
It's your email. But for whatever reason, and when I contacted, and this is the response that I received from, here's all my little things with Anna. And that's emails. Every time that we've done it, it keeps kicking us back to a pre-qualification.
And this is in the last couple days.
And nope, this has been dating back. The grant had been submitted, and then Anna assisted with also with, because they can only go so far as in their title with what they can do. So I have been with also.
You couldn't tell us this 3 months ago.
And we were with the help desk as well. Because at the time, I've been looking on there because for updates as to the status of everything to see if it's been on there, if it's been in there, because it keeps stating on there where it is. But in the end, I did make a mistake, and which, in my discussions and upon reviewing and rereading everything, I did make a mistake, which the lowest amount that you can apply for this grant is $50,000.
And we would have to come up with 50% of that.
And I applied for $20,000. So we're not sure if that is why we are not showing in the vault, is what it's called, of the gateway, is because of the amount that was put in.
So can you just forward all the emails, all the documents, all the submittals, everything that has been done for this grant
discussions, yes,
to the board. Because we, since the beginning of March, have not received any information, any paper documentation, emails, physical stuff at all. Thank you.
We would have had the opportunity to review maybe when it was concocted before it was submitted.
Thank you.
But,
thank you.
So it gets submitted into the gateway system, and then they can look at it?
Yeah, that's what it says.
It gets downloaded into it.
But if it didn't get downloaded into the system, how would the 50,000 have been?
That's what I'm trying to right now inquire with.
Well, yeah, but she said because she applied for 20,000 at 50,000.
So we're wondering if somewhere, if it's...
But it's not even in the portal, so that's what I'm saying, is how would they have even...
Well, that's what I asked Anna. I said, do you think it's because I made the error, because this is the first that I've done with New York State and Market. I said, do you think that is the reason why it is not in there?
If it was submitted, she would have seen it. There was nothing submitted, is what she wrote.
So,
but just so that I understand, the minimum amount that we can request is 50,000.
Yep.
So,
and she also,
I just have one more question. Mm-hmm. The town's portion of that then would be 50% for 25,000, which the town at this point does
not
have.
We wouldn't have been able to do it, right.
But had we known that back in March, we did have funds in our contingency at that time.
So,
possibly.
It's not that we wouldn't be able to do it. We need to vote on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know what he's saying down there. And then.
I'm good.
Just copy them. Send them copies.
Yes. I was going to add something else with it, too. I was just going to tell you something else with it regarding it. It is cold in here tonight. See, I have it all organized. See this? I guess I have everything. I guess it's everything.
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:12.
That is my job.
I'll second.
Let me see. Nazarian.
Aye.
Gelling.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Hoyt.
Aye.
Redhead.
Aye.
Is the next July meeting still on?
No.
No.
Canceled, right?
Canceled.
We
had the carrier pigeon all set up, right?
I thought it was going to be Thursday.
Still let you know.